This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Yeah, it's not like anyone in the crowd is going to come set a pick on us or anything, so I could care less about them.
Burton with the ball, getting hammered by Messenger. Burton with a shot, he scores!
Burton on a dash inside the rush zone. Leaving it back to Kluche, he's got room. Kluche takes the shot, scores! Shot backed up by Smith. Smith to Fraser, over the shoulder, scores! Kluche, top of the slot, back to Dane Smith. Smith with 7 to shoot, scores!
Oh, what's wrong with a little smack talk on a Wednesday morning? And, yeah, I know, it's a little delayed, but, you know, Bills OTA started yesterday. So, yes, we absolutely did want to dunk on the Saskatchewan Rush for talking a little bit more smack than they can chew. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Why did we make this open? Well, for two reasons. One, it was exactly what I dreamt of and everything more. Great job, Josh Mitt.
You're welcome.
And second, that was Zach Jones's first game in person watching the NLL and the Buffalo Bandits. It's not the first time you've ever watched them.
No.
But it's the first time you were in Banditland in person.
It was ball. It was awesome. I loved every second of it. The crowd was electric. It was cool seeing the arena packed for something other than kind of one of those specialty nights for the Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what I've been to, the RJ night, I didn't go to Ryan Miller night, but you saw the arena packed for those. Like, this was for playoff game, championship stuff, and there was a difference in the environment, in the vibe of the arena.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say nerves. I don't think a single Bandits fan thought they were going to lose.
Yeah.
Even with it going to a game three.
There might have been a couple, but like, you know.
At least not what I experienced. It was all basically, it felt like a coronation of like, yeah, we're going to win in Buffalo. This is awesome. Like, yeah. this is great for us.
It's kind of disgusting.
And watching that game, Derek, and I won't lie to you, again, like not being the biggest lacrosse guy. I watch it. I watch a lot of college lacrosse with my cousin. I keep up on it. I keep up on the Bandits. I was a little thrown at the first period where goalie wasn't too great. Saskatchewan, kind of anytime they shot the ball towards the net, it went in. But to watch the second half.
The domination that happened.
In which it felt like a light switch just kind of went off for all the Bandits players. Where they're like, oh, we're better than you. I remember we're way better than you.
And they scored to make it 7-6. Saskatchewan scored to make it 7-6 and then proceeded to be walked off a cliff.
15-6 is the final score. I think that's the most goals the Bandits have scored in this playoff run. Or at least it's the most goals they've scored in a while in these playoffs. And it just walked them off the field. They were like, all right, good job. Way to be here. Congratulations on making it.
A couple of the players very clearly knowing that Saskatchewan was talking the way that they were after the game.
Oh, boy. It was such a cool experience. If you haven't gone to a Bandits game, now as somebody that is meant to go for, I think, the last two, three years, was going to go earlier this year, just got kind of weathered out by that one, and then finally decided to go to this one, absolutely do it. It was a blast to watch. It was really cool to see a team win a third straight. Just win a championship at all.
Yes.
Was really cool. Like, it was something, too, that, like, if you've never seen a championship live in sports, you kind of wonder how quickly they'll put up on the Jumbotron 2020 whatever year, this year being 25 NLL, NFL, NHL,
right,
you know, champions. Newsflash, they do it immediately.
They did also have an entire second half to do it. Like, especially the fourth quarter, where that was a coronation.
Coronation. Complete coronation. They were wasting time.
Yeah.
I don't think they scored in the fourth.
No.
Like, nobody scored in the fourth.
They were just, like, kind of perfectly content with taking 30 seconds off the clock and dump it down.
And just chuck it anywhere, play good defense, back to the same thing, waste a lot of time, chuck it down. And I couldn't have been happier. It was like that was one of those feelings. And the crowd I was with, it was with two buddies and then a bunch of kind of people I didn't know. But like everyone was like, this is how exactly I want like a Bills Super Bowl to go. Where the second half we're all kind of just celebrating. And by the time the actual final whistle, you know, goes, it's not this euphoric relief, but it's just this kind of, all right, we can officially celebrate, let's go. Like the euphoric relief
so like
was
the
a
Eagles
slow build.
Yeah, this past Super Bowl.
The Eagles just passed Super Bowl, where the entire second half was just kind of this, like, I just can't wait to look at Wikipedia where, like, they added the championship. Like, it's one of those.
Yes.
And, like, that was, like, the cool thing where it was this slow build where I can't even say I had, like, this natural release. I mean, I'm also not the biggest Bandits fan. It's not Bills, it's not Sabres, it's not Texas. But I was still, like, you know, I had the huge grin on my face. And it was kind of this slow build up to the eventual whistle. It wasn't, you know, their last few games against Saskatchewan, where you're thinking
it's
to end the game,
games, yeah.
You're, you know, on bated breath, freaking out, watching this happen. So cool. I cannot recommend enough going to Bandits games. It's a blast. The crowd is fantastic. The music, if you're honestly, because I know this is probably something for a lot of people, the music really does not get in the way.
No.
During the game, it really doesn't. There was even one moment with about 3 minutes left in the game, they threw out John Denver, Country Road, lost it. I was like, that's cheating. First of all, playing bagpipes to start a game, didn't know that's a thing. Cheating. And then to end the game with John Denver, cheating.
Do we know why?
That's incredible. I don't care. They don't. They may have a reason, or they're just like, it's metal as hell. We're going to do it.
There's probably a reason at this point. Like, you don't keep doing that every year, and I'm just the one that doesn't know what the reason why is. But something you said kind of got me interested in, like, I don't know if it's like a question of the day sort of thing, but like it's a fascinating poll of sorts. Would you rather have a second half coronation, relax, this is your championship, or do you live for the drama? Do you live for that euphoric release?
Oh.
Yeah. Of, I don't know if this is actually going to happen or not. You say that that's how you want your Super Bowl?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's perfectly your right. A championship is a championship nonetheless. But I do find that interesting of like, if I were to tell you that it's going, like, that's the thing. I can't tell you it's going to happen because that's the crux of the second option.
Yeah.
But the way you envision it, it's never that way. It's never comfortable.
No.
The way you envision it for anything is always the opposite. I think it's fitting that a three-peat is coronated with a second half dominance to where the fourth quarter, they're not even offensively trying.
Because there's just no point.
That is very fitting for a three-peat. You are dominant. You end the three-peat dominating. Like, that's fitting. Incredibly fitting. But nobody ever envisions it the way that you say you would prefer it. I might even say, I don't know if I believe you.
It is interesting. I think you're right, too. Like, no one really envisions. Yeah, we won by 50. It was incredible. Like, no.
Nobody does that.
I think especially in Buffalo, I do wonder how many people are like, yeah, when they win the Super Bowl, I'd actually love it to be on a last-second field goal to right the wrongs of wide right. I don't think it's a huge portion of fans. I do think there is a semblance of fandom out there that kind of wants it to be, no, I want wide right gone.
I want Tyler Bass to kick a random kicker. Expunged.
Yeah.
I want that more than anything else in the world.
See? 803-0550. If you're to win a championship, how is it supposed to look?
But then there are also Bills fans out there that never stop talking about 51-3 in the AFC Championship and how much of a euphoric feeling that felt.
Yes.
So I think there
was a party the entire time.
I think there is a comfortable, happy medium of, the blowouts are super cool. and that just that the party atmosphere, the party feeling. But then there's also the really fun feeling of last second iconic moment.
The what kind of sicko are you? 803-0550 is the number to call.
But like the perfect example is college basketball.
Yes.
Like there are mid-majors that win in the kind of weird, like, oh, you just straight up took down a high major team. You won by 15. It never was particularly close. And you clearly were underseeded. Or you have the teams like a Georgia State in back, I think, in 2014. Ron Hunter Jr. hits a three to win the game.
Yeah.
And it's like, which one do you prefer if you're that Cinderella team?
And I think that that's a question that I don't know how capably we are able to answer it. Because of the fact that,
yeah,
well, the only team that has won anything is the Bandits.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if you go to the Bandits games and you've gone to championship games, which one feels better is what I would say. But nobody really typically envisions the blowout version.
I don't think so. I think that's right.
It's the dramatic one where, like, maybe there's a kneel down to end it. Maybe. But also, hockey. Overtime winner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
mean, your heart rate's going to be a disaster.
Yes.
But it's why it's often called overtime in the Stanley Cup playoffs is often called the best of sports.
Right. It's the most dramatic.
Because it's the most dramatic.
It leads to the biggest heartbreak on the other side, and you don't know what side of the coin you're on until it happens. But I do find that fascinating that you said that. If I'm watching a championship game, what is going to be more memorable? And that answer is whichever one happens. It's not like, say the Bills are punching their ticket to the Super Bowl and it's just like a beatdown. It's like 30-13. Am I going to complain about that?
No.
No.
And I think that's maybe the fun part of the question. I'm not complaining either way. Just what do you prefer?
I'm just intrigued by it.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was just, it was cool. I mean, but I'm also somebody, it's funny. I am the person that kind of enjoys the ride. I want the ride to be memorable. Like,
yes.
To be perfectly.
That's why I thought it was interesting coming from you.
Yeah.
You are the guy that, I know this as your friend. You do like a little bit of the drama.
Absolutely, baby. Absolutely.
Like, not through your life, but like, you know,
well,
your entertainment at least.
My dating history would tell you the opposite.
Exactly. I'm trying to help you, man.
My dating history would tell you the exact
Zachary,
opposite.
I tried to help you and you said, no, actually, I will go under the bus. But anyway, that's why I thought it was interesting coming from you, knowing that, especially with entertainment purposes, like, drama is kind of the king. It is a story.
Yeah.
And, yeah, ultimately a championship is a championship, but...
Well, I mean, here...
Is it an interesting story at that point? How many people tend to remember the blowout wins in Super Bowls, for example? Are they as memorable?
Outside of, I think, if it's a dynasty, it's not very memorable.
Exactly.
I think that's right. Like, here, you know, Georgia has won a few national championships.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone cares about the TCU one, 62-7.
Right.
It's more remembered because of, like, oh, this is a broken system.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what it's remembered for. It's like, this is not sustainable.
It's memorized for the wrong reasons.
But here, for you know, my basis, I really, really enjoyed the Bandits blowing it out and it being the party atmosphere in the fourth and the coronation.
I also think it is the sport and its setting that
it
allows
be.
It to be a party.
Could be. But here, let's use my next favorite team as an example, you know, for that could be up in a championship run. Let's ignore the Angels. They're not making the playoffs. The 8-game win streak was super fun. They immediately cratered to, I think they've now lost 4 straight. Texas. Let's say Texas is in the national championship in January, and it goes to overtime against Oregon, and they win it that way. Field goal. Or we have like another Quinn Ewers play where it's a 4th-down touchdown against Arizona State. I might change my tune and be like, that was the best experience of my life.
Right.
I don't know. And I think you're right. Like, as Buffalo fans, it might be very difficult to answer this question because we don't know.
It's, do you want the cookie on the table or not, basically? Do you want the cookie on the table or the cookie on the table?
You're probably just taking the cookie that's on the table.
Yeah.
But
I'm taking the championship.
No matter what it's flavored like.
I think we've seen a lot of
people. I'm not even gonna tell you what the flavor is.
Yeah.
It's a cookie.
Like here, there's probably a lot of.
But it's gonna be good.
Yeah. There's probably a lot of Philadelphia Eagles fans. We know one that wanted Carson Wentz to win a Super Bowl for the Eagles.
Hang on.
But I don't think they cared that Nick Foles won their first one for him.
As a matter of fact, I might bother him about this exactly because as an Eagles fan, they have experienced one of each of those.
Mm-hmm.
The dramatic last minute where New England throws a Hail Mary and it is dropped or batted down.
But a close game to the end.
A close game to the end. And the coronation.
And a blowout.
Mm. Wow, the Eagles really have had both. We need to bother Philadelphia.
Yeah, we need to bother Philadelphia. But like,
there's someone that works here now.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Giacobello made his debut on Saturday. I think we need to bother one of them and say, hey, guys, which one felt more interesting to you?
Mm.
Or has the better feeling to you. I didn't know we would end up talking about this for as long as we did, but like that's the smooth brain that is Derek Kramer. I saw something shiny jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle, and here we go.
It's just I think it's also a fun topic because neither answer is necessarily bad. Like for me, I love Reuben's and Cuban sandwiches. But you do prefer one of them. But I'd also say it depends on the day for me.
Yeah.
So, like, this weekend, I love the coronation. Next weekend, it might be like, baby, give me overtime, last minute, 45-yard field goal.
I think it's also because you're not directly involved.
1,000%. I'm not on the field. Yeah.
No, not even that. Like, you're not in the stands either. Like, you're not dealing with the panic.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like, the next thing that we can watch is, like, a Game 7 in the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, but like I want a game 7 so bad for the Sabres. I want to feel that so bad.
So now,
so bad.
On the other side of that coin, being the losing team in that scenario, what is far more painful is easy. It's the close one. You were there.
Ooh.
But watching your team get their teeth kicked in a championship game, that's got to be so annoying.
I think it's
and it's also less memorable because everyone, like, think of your worst Chiefs losses throughout the postseasons.
Yeah.
The first AFC championship game rarely comes up.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills were blown out.
They were
competitive for a little while. I think they even held a lead for a little bit, and then very quickly it fell apart.
Yeah.
13 seconds, though.
That's the first one on the list.
Brought up a lot. I will say, yeah, like if I'm a fan, I probably, if I'm going to lose a championship,
you better rip my heart out.
Ooh. I would prefer to be blown out. I can move on during the game. I can actually start to rationalize it and move on.
Mm-mm.
It took me like a week and a half to get over 13 seconds.
And I was different in that. It took me ultimately like probably 13 minutes to get over 13 seconds,
mm-hmm.
mostly because I was able to watch that game and go, after the fact, that was awesome. It's a shame somebody had to lose that game. But that game was great.
I eventually got there.
The game is like a part of greatness. Somebody had to lose that game. Of course it was us in Buffalo that had to suffer that.
Mm-hmm.
But someone had to lose that game. If I'm going to watch a team lose, I better be in it to win it.
Oh, no, I think there's being in it to win it, but once the game starts and the result is starting to build.
If a blowout starts happening, I'm kind of like, I wasted my time.
Yeah, but I can get over that a lot faster. I can get over that and move on to next year, the offseason, what have you, where when it is so close, when you've tasted victory and it's snatched from you, that is a bitter pill to swallow that you really don't forget.
And I look at, ready? I drove down the 90 this past weekend. Mm-hmm. To a watch party in Rochester to watch the Americans promptly get smacked around 5-0 in game 5.
Yeah.
Cool. I left before the fifth goal.
I see. See, I think that's healthier. I think it's way healthier than having to go to overtime and then losing in that fashion.
But I feel like it would have been, I would have had a lot more fun.
You would have had more fun, yeah. But
so that's the thing. I like fun.
I don't care about fun in a loss.
I like fun. This is where, I'm Anakin Skywalker piloting through a mess of explosions and ships. This is where the fun begins.
Yep.
Okay? I want to be there to even if it is the bitter end.
That's fair. That's fair. For me, no thank you. Give me the easier pill to swallow and we'll move on.
Okay.
803-0550, the number to call. John is up first today. John, good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good. Congratulations to the Bandits on the three-peat, but they got to thank the Saskatchewan head coach because I was watching that game and, you know, when we started blowing them out in the second quarter, we go up 7-3. They changed the goalie, and I'm like, oh, it's over. This is over. And all of a sudden, we had probably 5 point-blank or breakaway chances that their second-string goalie stuffed us on, and they cut the score to 7-6 at half, and I'm like, holy cow, you know, changing the goalie really worked for them. And I come back from, you know, making some food, watching on TV, and we scored 15 seconds or so into the third quarter, and they got the first-string goalie back in there, and we ran up the score on this guy again. I couldn't believe the coach put the other guy back in after the second-string goalie shut us out the rest of the way when he was in. Big blunder by the Saskatchewan coach.
Yeah, that's right.
John, that's a really good point. I'll quote Napoleon, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Also,
it
did initially feel very Sabres-esque. Of like, oh, you're doing really, really well.
Oh, you chase the goalie and it's going wrong.
And then the backup comes in.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, oh, what the hell
happened? That was this season's Sabres.
That's exactly
the same. Oh, my God.
But I forgot about it because for most of the second half, you were good. I completely forgot about that. John's absolutely right.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that misery back to me.
I thought it was an equipment malfunction. Again, not watching on TV. I'm not hearing if he's hurt, if he's been pulled. I initially thought it was equipment malfunction. I didn't see
it. I thought it was you gave up 5 straight goals.
Yeah, and you're getting pulled.
And it doesn't look like it's been good.
But to be fair, and this is again, relatively new to lacrosse, I don't know how often it would be that you pull your goalie.
It's like hockey in that sense.
You're also trying to send a message
to your team. Wake up.
But I also...
Which they did.
They did.
Why'd you go back to him?
Yeah, that's my thing. But you know what? There's always
maybe
be that
he thought it was
the goalie.
Team.
Yeah, it was,
and
the
not
team.
The goalie that was the cause of this. And no, it was just going to happen like this no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But they did get a boost from this. Yeah, I'm with the caller on that one. Of why'd you go back?
Yeah, no, not right decision at all.
No,
but I can understand the decision from the coach of you want to trust your guy in the last game.
At the same time, if he's not cutting it.
It is the last game.
It's the last game.
And you got to win a championship.
You got to win this thing.
803-0550, the number to call. Talking championships there, what do you prefer, a blowout or drama right to the very end? I think we a little bit disagree, but also I don't think there's really necessarily a wrong answer. Love to hear your thoughts. Coming up at 11 today, we will get a word on the Jacksonville Jaguars, who've had a very interesting offseason. Ryan Green of 1010XL and 92.5 FM in Jacksonville is going to join us at 11 o'clock, but we're free the rest of the day to take your calls, hear your thoughts. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR. Thank you to listener Brandon, who kind of let us know more about the Bandits Saskatchewan goalie pull situation. I thought this was right. I thought the caller was spot on, because I'm like, I'm definitely misremembering this. I didn't look at the numbers. He was not actually out for very long. They pulled him for about a minute and a half, if that. More because they lost a challenge and didn't have a timeout, and he may have had an equipment issue.
Yep.
And so they pulled him. The backup goalie didn't face any shots, and then they went back to who ultimately was the goalie of the
year. It's a way to send a message without pulling the goaltender. Like, you pulled him, but not for very long.
No. And it may have even just been for an equipment issue. Just, hey, we got to get this fixed, and we don't have a timeout now because we wasted our challenge.
Yep.
So get out. Go in for 5 minutes. Get out. So thank you to Brandon for that. Did put up a poll up at my Twitter, at ZacharyJones198. I fully believe this. I don't think there's a wrong answer, but what would you prefer in a championship performance? A blowout win or drama to the end? And right now, 68% blowout win.
A lot of you aren't here for the fun time.
Well, I kind of liked Phil's answer on this here. Depends. If it's my team, I want a blowout win. If it's just any other fan base, Give me the drama.
You know what? So because it's looking like it's 2/3 of that vote right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Josh, I know I've got you in my corner on this.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm going to say this for you right now. When you're watching sports, or as a kid, you're growing up, what are the things that you pretend in the driveway, you're shooting on the net? He shoots, he scores, and it makes it 5-1.
No.
No.
No. You think of, it is triple overtime, you're the last man back, you make a crazy play, and you break up the ice, and you score the game-winning goal to win the Sabres the Stanley Cup in Game 7 in the arena, and oh my God, the crowd's going crazy. That's what you think. That's what you want.
I want tension to stare at me, and I want to punch it in the face.
And honestly, too, I can...
It's the whimsy.
I kind of can see why people might be voting against the drama. Those might be all the people that had already gone through the drama in the 90s. None of us have gone through what those people went through, so I completely understand if that's your reasoning.
You are absolutely right.
But if you're if there's anyone out there that's our ages, which is in like your mid-20s, and you're voting for like blowout wins, what are you voting for? Like you've never seen drama.
Yeah.
You've never had this. Sure, we had the Eastern Conference Finals.
You're
in
0506, absolutely right, though.
The
older portions of the fan base, absolutely, that is a trauma answer.
And it is like,
and I understand.
Give me one and let it be comfortable.
Right.
Yes.
But if you're our ages, 0506 is probably the only thing you can remember. And we were what, 6 years old? Like you don't remember that well.
There was a lot of drama. To my age, like a millennial, like you're in high school,
right?
At
yeah.
best.
But still,
when those hockey teams are trying to do what they're doing.
Yeah.
And when you're a kid, that goal you shoot into that net, you're playing with your friends. No, it's not for 5-1 when you're creating that scenario.
It's for 1-0.
If you're shooting it at the shooter tutor as a kid, this isn't to make it a 4-goal lead. This isn't Chris Paul hits a big three to get to drop the score within 40.
No, I want nothing more than to someday spring out of wherever I am, spring out of my seat, and scream because, hey,
I'll tell you right now,
Josh Allen just threw a Hail Mary to win the Super Bowl with no time on the clock.
Let me bring something in that actually does have a little bit of recency bias to it. The Bills breaking the playoff drought. They did not do that comfortably at all. As a matter of fact, another team was winning comfortably, and then it became a disaster. I remember exactly where I was. I'm out in the newsroom with DiBiase, Geary, and our program director, Alan Davis. The Tyler Boyd touchdown happens, and we scatter in the four directions of
we
the
scatter.
Wind. We all start running in the four directions of the wind. Nate goes one way, Joe goes the other, Alan starts taking off down a hallway, and I run by the studio. Which is why Bulldog is able to say, "Do you hear the screaming?" It's because one of these morons of us starts running by this window. It happens to be the loudest of them. But still, I remember all of that.
And like thinking of that right there too, like
it's
just
the
hearing...
whimsy of sport. It is. It's what makes it beautiful, I guess. I'm not trying to make an argument against the case, because like you said, there is no wrong answer, but I do believe that some people are trying to play it safe because they don't want to get hurt. Getting hurt is what makes it all the more delicious. Because everyone has it in their life that they're dealing with something and it's kind of crappy at minimum. But for one beautiful moment, it's on your side.
Yeah. I think that maybe is also where It's the whimsy to me that really speaks to it.
The whimsy of it, but for drama as well, like it is more memorable.
Yes.
Your reaction will be more memorable than just – they're both championship performances. And especially if you're in a city or a team that has never won one, it doesn't matter. Like it'll feel amazing regardless.
Right.
But there is something I think league-wide, nationally, and even just for you personally – you'll remember more the second field goal, the game seven overtime winner. You'll remember that far more because your reaction will be so much more visceral. It'll be so much more sudden and, oh my God, all right, it's done. We won. It's over. Where for the Eagles this year, it was pretty much from halftime on.
The second quarter on.
Yeah, like, okay, we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, this is incredible. But again, like, I think some people, though, will prefer, like, by the fourth quarter, like, it is just this relaxing relief that it's over rather than the euphoric relief that it's over.
Nah, I want my joy to be uncertain and then absolute in a second.
And this is only a conversation we can have in May, by the way.
Yes.
Because come January or February, just
the arrogance of saying that would doom us all.
I will also be leading the charge of just win one, baby.
Yes.
Like just win.
That's why it had to be a poll.
Yeah.
Is because enough people would just say, I don't care how, as long as it happens.
And I think that's right. That's why I think there's no wrong answer to which one would you prefer.
And that's the all-encompassing portion of this. But, yeah, I just think about this as – I love the idea, and this is why I get into this, like why we're here in this studio, why we do any of this. It's for story.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy a story. And what bigger story is there than the dramatic finish? What better story is there than who knows how this is going to end? And that's where I think it all comes from. So to the 72% of you, the number is now going up.
Yeah.
Come on.
I can understand either
Bring
one.
Bring the whimsy.
I can understand either one. My only championship performance I got
Stare
to see was a blow-on. I loved it.
Tension and smack it in the face.
There is.
Where's the sense of wonder?
I think there is, though, like there is something about it of like, no, Josh's point, I think, is spot on, too, of like, I've experienced the drama in the worst ways. Give me just one where I can relax and put my feet up and feel all those years of pain get washed away for 3 hours.
Yes, because there is this whole like, you don't know if you're going to actually get that.
Mm-hmm.
But that is also, we are talking about championships. Like, it's going to end up happening.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason that we get into this is also the chase.
Oh, God, yeah. That's one of the main reasons I love sports. I think it's the best drama.
So why would you prefer not to be chasing all the way to the end?
Well, I mean, because some season finales, you know, every hero has plot armor and it just works out for
them.
Those
aren't the greatest stories, are they?
They can be, though.
Sometimes.
They
but like,
can be. And the journey is oftentimes the struggle. Watching a team in the regular season, you know, grind through it, not be perfect, injuries, what have you, but when they get to the playoffs, when the lights are brightest, they put a whooping on them. Funny enough, Super Bowl history is full of blowouts.
I know.
And so, like, that's the thing, too. It hasn't ruined football. It hasn't ruined the juggernaut that is the NFL. A lot of Super Bowls for a long time were more coronations for one particular team. One of those teams was just thrilled to be there. Not always. There has been close ones, and especially more recently. But for a lot of Super Bowl history, it's been blowouts. Now, I don't disagree. We remember the more surprising, shocking endings. It's the same in any sport.
Yeah.
But it's also because, yeah, it is the instant relief. But I think if you're someone that wants a championship, I think we all kind of just want to be like the unstoppable force. Look at the Eagles. The Eagles almost lost to the Rams in the playoffs. Probably should have.
Right.
The way that game was going. No one really remembers that. Everyone just remembers how much of a whooping they put on the Chiefs and how dominant they looked. Now, or at least for a 2-month run to end the season, Eagles could do no wrong. I mean, don't, you know, don't remember that Jalen Hurts for like a month and a half had that Eagles passing game in hell.
I'm still...
No one remembers that. No one cares.
I'm still here to say it's okay to be vulnerable. Because that's ultimately what it is. Right?
Oh, the willingness to be vulnerable?
The willingness to feel vulnerable. And that is something that I know is not something that a lot of people want to have in their lives. That ease, that comfort. Look, man, this isn't a bowl of pasta.
It's good comfort food.
Good comfort.
It's not pot roast for comfort food, but, you know, it's close. It's close.
It's the most common one that people will agree with.
Yeah.
But
it's wrong, but, you know, yeah. I get it.
Test you today. But I feel like this was a fun little mini discussion to have, at least for a couple of segments. Of, I would love to see, no matter what happens, I will not be picky.
No.
But I know the victories that I've watched that have been witnessed, the ones that I remember are the ones that are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The snapping of the playoff drought. The game, was it game five against the Rangers? Game five against Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you also remember the heartbreaking losses, of course, but I do think that that's part of it too. If the Bills were to win one, we remember the close games and all the pain that they caused. Because those are the scars that people remember the most. Not the time that you got smacked around in the AFC Championship.
That's right. 803-0550, the number to call. Ryan Green, host down in Jacksonville, will be joining us here in just a little over 15 minutes. Before we hit our next time out, I do want to remind you to join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you will receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown at Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Had a little fun this hour talking about which way you'd prefer to win a championship performance. It's May. Be nice. Be kind. I do think it's an interesting topic, though, because while, yes, I think either answer is correct, there is something to, I want drama to the end, or I want a blowout win and I want to celebrate the entire time. I think, though, zero tweets in, maybe, I think maybe the correct answer, if there is one, I don't think there is, but maybe it's the closest right. It is. I thought the Bandits game three was the ideal championship performance. Very competitive first half, but still have the lead. Then a complete dominance in the second half, the best of both worlds. And kind of to my response to that I gave them was, yeah, get the nerves going early, but then alleviate them in real time.
But, yeah, that is something of like, it's a best of both worlds scenario where like you do start to feel relatively nervous. What about the opposite? You get out to a big lead early, and then you wonder if the collapse is going to happen.
Oh, that's the worst.
I think we found our worst answer. Start comfortable, and then have to end it with like, because that's not drama to the end.
No, that's drama building, and you're going, No, not again.
That's drama showing up.
Yeah, that's drama showing up. And
drama ended up late to the party, and we were like, what are you doing? And the next thing you know, he's doing four keg stands in a row, and you're worried about the danger of the house.
Yep. I think that's the thing, is you never want a championship performance or game seven performance, whatever, what have you, to end on the phrasing, thank God that's over.
Yes. Because the dramatic win.
Yeah.
There is no thank God it's over. It's oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah. You're grabbing the person closest to you, you're hugging people, and it's just, we did it. I think with that performance, it would be, I think for most of that, it would be anger. Honestly. Like, could you, Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I can't believe this is happening to us.
Two 20-point leads in the second half, you lose both of them.
Oh my God.
I think even if they won that series,
you're like, there is still frustration
of like, what is going on? You know, and it would be the same thing of, let's say, for the Eagles example. I think we're right. I mean, it's basically over at halftime. But let's say, for argument's sake, the Chiefs roar out to a big lead. Or, better example, 28-3. Let's say the Falcons do win that late. Not to overtime, but they close it out. They win it late.
Ultimately, it still ends up at that euphoric of like, oh my God, we did it.
It does.
But by God, the misery you start to gain.
I think it does ruin watching that game, enjoying the whole thing.
Yes.
Whether it being close and you're battling and it's two
great
teams.
We found the wrong answer.
It becomes very quickly, I can't watch this. I'm going to be sick.
Yes.
And it's not the good one of my nerves have gotten me and it's got to be the field goal. It's got to be they are making me genuinely angry.
And that is
and
different.
And every sports fan's been there where you have the lead and you're giving it up and you're watching it in real time slip away. That, I think, would almost be more demoralizing. And that's why
the Ravens game.
The Ravens game. The Ravens game.
The Ravens game is this.
Mm-hmm.
Is the worst answer.
Where you're dominating, it's like we're going to the AFC Championship
game. The previous Ravens playoff game is more akin to that drama to the end sort of thing. And then in the fourth quarter, you're more comfortable with it, but it's not a blowout.
Yeah, yeah.
But you do know, like, all right, it's going our way. Yeah, no, I think we found the worst answer. Comfortable to start and a near collapse.
Well, I mean, like, I
yes, it's still a championship at the end of the day, but that's definitely the third on my rankings.
I will also say, too, and I know I've gotten some heat about this for reverse AFC power rankings when me, Shelton Bulldog, were doing them after that game. I had the Ravens ranked as higher than the Bills because I was like, yeah, the best team didn't win that day. The entire second half was the Ravens being like, oh, yeah, we're better. And they just started marching up and down the field, and the Bills had a real problem with it. Now, ultimately, the Bills win the game, and it is one of the better playoff wins in the McDermott-Allen era. But it did leave like a really bad taste in my mouth, even going to the AFC Championship game a little bit, because it was more just the excitement. But there was that little bit of, okay, all right, maybe the best team is out, but man, that was stressful. And I don't trust them 100%, but maybe I don't need to. Like, that's where it became, I don't care about turnover luck this year. I don't care about any of it. They're just getting it done. Maybe it's their year. Championship game, maybe you feel a little better about it, and maybe going to the AFC Championship game or a championship game, you feel better about it.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
In the moment, that's awful.
That's tough.
Yep. What was my reaction to Mark Andrews dropping the ball?
I was at the game, and I was the first person in my section to see the ball come out.
Oh.
Like, humble brag.
We're all staring, and I just goes, ball's out, and they were like, oh, like we all like went crazy.
Everyone's lost it.
Out of context, that's a much different sentence.
I can't remember my reaction. I know during that playoff run, I was losing my mind in here, like just enjoying the whole thing. And I don't know if I even cheered or just kind of like put my hands on my knees and took a breath. And that might have been it.
Yeah, I think nobody wants that scenario.
No. 803-0550, the number to call. But coming up after a quick timeout, Ryan Green, 1010 down in Jacksonville, will join the show. We'll get a word in on the Jaguars, who had a very eventful offseason and could be a surprise team out of the AFC South. We'll get Ryan's thoughts on that when we come back. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.